Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Texas and Arizona have something in common when it comes to hummingbirds.
We're co-leaders with Arizona with 18 different species of hummingbirds.
Mark Klim is with the Wildlife Diversity Department at Texas Parks and Wildlife. At the time Mark and I sat down for our interview, he told me a panel was reviewing a possible 19th hummer species for Texas.
Well, it would be the amethyst-throated hummingbird. It did show up in a garden in San Benito. It was photographed. The photographs are not the greatest of photographs, but they're described to me as being diagnostic.
Whether we have 18 or 19 species of hummers in Texas, Mark says this time of year his phone rings off the hook with the same question.
Hummingbirds right now are just finishing their migrations. We're just past that peak. And this is often the time that I get a lot of calls in the office saying, well, when should I take my hummingbird feeder down? If you're seeing hummingbirds around your feeder, definitely don't take it down at all. If you're not seeing hummingbirds around your feeder, you can consider taking it down, but in Texas, there's no reason ever to take it down. We can see hummingbirds from Amarillo to Brownsville any time of the year.
And maybe one day you'll even see an amethyst-throated hummingbird at your feeder. Find more hummingbird facts on the TPWD website. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.